And when Mike's done singing, if you want to come and bring a dollar for that offering for BGMC, go right to it. God bless you, Mike.
Hang right here, please.
Hang right here?
Yes, sir.
All right.
He has recently been graduated or promoted, I mean, to a newer age group.
Oh, yeah.
The 70s.
Yeah.
I often tell my classmates, how's it feel to be in the 70s again? Because we graduated in 70.
Yeah.
Pastor, on behalf of the church and the board, we want to present you with this card. One of them is for mine. I would not open it here in church. The rest is a good one, though.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm still nervous. It's Mother's Day. Happy day, Happy Mother's Day to all you ladies that are mothers. I was sitting there thinking this week about things that my parents used to say, my mother used to say and do. So I asked my kids this morning, or actually I asked Kathy, I said, what one thing do you remember your mother saying for you? If you don't stop crying, I'm going to give you something to cry for. Or she'd tell us to go wash and make sure we took a shower and stuff, clean all up, and she'd come out and say, come here, let me check your ears. There was enough dirt near to plant potatoes. Go do it again. Or every one of us mothers, every one of you mothers, and your grandmothers, and the great-grandmothers, and my daughters do it now. Come here, you got something on your face. Let me wipe it off on the kids. Remember? Hallelujah. But it's good to remember those things, but it's also good to remember, I would love to hear my mother pray again. I would love to hear her sing again. Her and Phil Miller's mother and Dana Fowler's mom used to sing when he was in high school as a trio here. And mom could sing very well. Better go, Mark, before I start. Yeah.
For you.
Daddy never went to church on Sunday. He said, that's one thing I'll never do. Mama never gave up, she said, one day he'll be sitting here beside me and you. I can still hear Mama softly talking, her tears falling on her folded hands. That Easter Sunday, Daddy walked in. That's when I began to understand. When Mama prayed, good things happen. When Mama prayed, life changed. Not much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumbled all the way when Mama prayed. Seventeen and wild, I hit the bottle, doing anything I dang well pleased. Burning down life's highway at full throttle, while Mama burned the candle on her knees. Then one night I came home half sober, and I saw Mama in the den. And I listened,
She and Jesus talked it over. And I knew my restless days were about to end. When Mama prayed, good things happen. When Mama prayed, lives changed. Not much more than 5 foot tall, the mountains big and small crumbled all away. Is it like every one of them God answered? But the times they weren't, it seems to me, were rare. He almost felt sorry for the devil, 'cause heaven knows he didn't have a prayer. When Mama prayed, much more than 5 foot tall, the mountains big and small crumbled all the way when Mama prayed. Crumbled all the way when my Mama prayed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Mike. What I want to know is how you got Ernie and Kip and Phil to play backup for you. Didn't that sound a little bit familiar to you, the guitar picking and playing? That's music that was heard around this place, and we hope that someday God will favor us again with a platform full of musicians. Can we get an amen from the worship leader? Amen. Thank you. Well, there's some gifts up here for you ladies that we would like to see you come at the close of the service and take your pick, and then flowers, take a flower for each of you. And this is just our way to honor you and say thank you for everything you mean to us here at Caribou Assembly of God. 8 o'clock this morning, I placed a call to Lockport, New York, not knowing if I would wake my mother up or not. I didn't think I would, but she's 90 now, so I know her schedule's changing a little bit. But she answered the phone, and I was able to have a few words with her. And she's where it all started with me, with her prayers. Praying Mom. From prayer for this boy to witnessing. From witnessing to inviting me to charismatic meetings. And the next thing you knew it, I was surrendered to Christ, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, called to full-time ministry, and on my way to Bible school. And it all started with a praying mother. And I honor her for that. Well, today, let's go to the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 31. As you're turning there, I owe my inspiration to this message to John Maxwell's Maxwell Leadership Bible. But along with that, I'm quite certain that today I'm not the only pastor who will be preaching from this text around our country and around the world. I have an idea that many will be preaching from it, as we understand that this passage gets more preaching time on Mother's Day than any other passage of Scripture. I think this is the first time I've actually preached from it. So, Proverbs 31, starting with verse 10. A wife of noble character who can find. She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her, and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is in her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Talking to you today about a woman of influence who some call mother. This proverb describes a virtuous woman, a woman of high moral standards, a woman who leads her home with integrity, discipline, giftedness, and high standards. This wife and mother is a leader, not because of her position, but because of who she is inside. Today we're going to take a look at her from four different areas that I think will cover pretty much everything about this virtuous woman we call mom. We're going to look at her assets, her valuable qualities, her accomplishments, the things she does, her attitudes, the atmosphere she emanates, and her applause, the kudos she rightfully receives. First of all, her assets. I said this describes the type of person she is. In verse 11 of our text, we find out that she is trustworthy. She can be relied upon to be honest and dependable. You can always count on her. And how many of you are grateful that you had a mother or a grandmother you could always count on? Oh, yeah. Trustworthy. They're always there. Secondly, she's a positive influence. Verse 12. She's good and safe person to be around. She is always influencing those around her in ways that are always good. So her family is safe in her hands, and anyone else's family are safe in her care as well. Then we see she's a hard worker. Verse 13, 14, 19, 24 through 27. This woman works hard. I think this saying could have been penned about her. A man may work from sun to sun, but a woman's work is never done. She's not lazy or slothful. She's ambitious, diligent, and industrious. And for that, we are eternally grateful, Mom. She's a planner. Verses 21 and 22 show us that she doesn't leave important things to chance, but she works off of a calendar and a schedule. The time she gets up in the morning and the time she goes to bed at night would indicate that she's probably punching in the clock somewhere, or at least she's treating her life that way. No slothfulness going on with this lady. She is protective, verse 27. Mother is the ultimate mama bear. Hello? How many of you know? Sometimes the dads look mean, but don't ever cross mama. I have a good friend growing up, Scotty Powell, and Scotty lived just down the road from us, probably an eighth of a mile up the road. And when we were both driving, I just was in the habit driving to my house. So I, many occasions, would pass right by Scotty's. And when I did think of it, I can remember him saying, "Don't stop this Volkswagen bug with a bad muffler in front of my house. You don't want to wake up Kong." And he wasn't talking about his dad. He was talking about Mama. He knew that he would be in big trouble if he woke up Mama. And she wore that nickname with honor. And believe it or not, she'd laugh and smile when she heard any of us refer to her as Kong. Mama, protective like a mama bear. When it comes to watching over her loved ones, you better look out. And I tried to find a clip from one of my modern favorite movies, The Blind Side, where it's telling the life story of Robert Orr, who went on to play professional football for the Baltimore Ravens, and how the family adopted this young black man who was a big guy, great big guy. And this was just a Christian family, a white Christian family. They owned a chain of restaurants, fast food restaurants, I believe were very well off. And they ran across this young guy in need and ended up just taking him at home and adopting him. And I remember in that movie, there's a clip where he's out on the field and there's an obnoxious father who's got a linebacker son on the other side, and he's back there screaming about his son and screaming negative things about her son. When all of a sudden she gets up with all 5 foot, 2.5, 3 inches of her, turns around and looks at this redneck and says, "Hey, you deliverance, you better zip it up or I'm gonna come up there and zip it up for you." And a little bit later in the movie, Robert makes a block on that man's son that doesn't stop until he's put him over the fence. And when that play is over, she stands up and turns around and says, "Hey, redneck, that's my boy, and don't you forget it." Amen. Mama Bear, you gotta watch out for Mama Bear. There's some good things like that, and I appreciate what mothers have done to stand up for their children. We weren't always right, but we were always their children, amen? And we knew even when we did wrong, they would be there for us. Her accomplishments. This lady has amassed quite a resume. Verse 15, she meets or exceeds the demands at home. She doesn't just do enough to get by, she excels and goes far beyond. Verse 16, she invests for her household's future. Verse 17 indicates that she keeps herself strong and in good shape, healthy and looking good. Husbands can appreciate that, amen? She helps her husband become successful, verse 23. You know the saying, you're familiar with it, behind every successful man is a strong woman and a shocked mother-in-law, okay? Her accomplishments speak for herself. She is an outstanding woman. Her attitudes, you know, the attitude of a plane determines if it's climbing or descending. This woman in this passage is climbing, and as she climbs, she is taking people with her in an upward atmosphere. Amen? She is delightful, verse 13. She's someone who attracts others wherever she goes. She makes those around her happy in their hearts. Verse 18, she is healthy. To be this way, you have to eat right, exercise right, and live right. And this woman's got that covered. She's compassionate. Verse 20, God's love is actively expressed by this woman in her dealing with others, including the poor and most needy amongst her. Verse 20, she is unselfish. This could be stated in another way. She's selfless. How many of you know there were times when mother went without so that her kids could be provided for? Wonderful, wonderful woman. She's also involved in the public arena, verses 24 and 25, because she has a strong attitude, strong heart, strong ethic. She carries that into the public arena as well. And then finally, we look at her applause. This woman, if she were alive today, would be nominated to be in Who's Who. She receives laudits and admiration from the following. From her family, verse 28, they recognize and appreciate a good thing, and rightfully so, but sometimes those who are closest to greatness and are the recipients of great people are the last ones to recognize it. But her family sees the treasure that they have in her. Her husband understands in verse 28 and 29 that this woman in his life is a gift and she is cherished by her husband. She gets praise from God's word. I know of no other woman that receives 22 verses of mention in the Bible, talking just about her. 22 verses. From her works, verse 31, they speak volumes of praise for this godly woman. And then finally, from today, she receives praise from her pastor and her church. I want you to know, ladies, that I value and treasure the heritage that Caribou Assembly of God has with several generations of virtuous women. Mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, you are gifts from God to your husbands, to your families, to your friends, and to your church. And because of that, we honor you today. We understand that if it wasn't for godly women, Caribou Assembly of God would probably not be here today. Because you see, although men, we like to portray ourselves as the strong warriors, we weren't the first fighters on the line when it came to the gospel. It was the women who were praying us through and praying the work of God forward, who were sowing seed of intercessory prayer at home. And I couldn't help but think about my mother when I thought of that. Maybe someday you'll get to meet her. She's a special lady. She doesn't travel well or hardly at all. Stays at home most of the time. Now she's 90, just past 90, on her way towards 91. She thinks it's funny that I'm 70. You're getting old, Mike. Okay, Mom. Very gently, just keep in mind, Mom, that you're always 20 years older than I am. I do understand that in math. But I wonder, as I talk to her today, what's keeping her going all these years? She's still got some loved ones that haven't crossed over to the right side. And she's praying and waiting for them to come. Why? Because that's one job she won't let somebody else take care of. She's got it covered with her intercessory prayers. And I'm grateful for Mom. Amen. I would like those of you who are mothers to stand for just a minute. Would you do that, ladies? Mothers. All the mothers, please stand. Amen. Take a look around. It's a nice looking bunch. Thank you, moms. Okay. And you can sit down, except if you're a grandmother, keep standing. All right. Look at this. Pretty good looking bunch of grandmothers. Amen. Unless you're a great grandmother, you can be seated. Great grandmothers. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Seven of you, all right? And unless you're a great-great-grandmother, you can be seated. No great-great-grandmothers yet. Okay. Ada, I think, was probably our last one that could stand in that category. Your mom, you're right, and she's not here today. She could. She could. Amen. That's exciting. God has blessed us, Caribou Assembly. Can you say amen? Amen. And ladies, we're going to do it before we dismiss. Would you come? And if you're not able to come, we'll get someone to pick one out for you. Come and take your pick of these gifts. I don't know what's in them. Wendy picked them out and set them up here. And then there's flowers for each of you to pick your color of flower. Come, and this is simply our way of saying thank you for all that you have done for us and for our church. We love you and appreciate you. Got your pick of flowers. There you go. Enjoy. Don't forget there's a flower for as many as want them. Get your flowers. Amen. Oh, yes. And ladies, as you're enjoying these flowers are a gift from Amy at Amy's Flowers in memory of Phyllis McClellan. So thank you, Amy, for these gifts to our mothers. It's her way of keeping the memory of her mother going on, and we thank you for that. Everybody get one? God bless you, ladies. Gentlemen, you probably know what's coming. Today you should be taking them out for dinner. If you're not and they're cooking at home, you should be doing the dishes. All right? So please kind of keep that in mind. All right. And I got the grin from you. Most of you that says, okay, if that's the case, then I'm taking her out. I'm not doing dishes. All right. That'll work. That'll work. But we appreciate you ladies very much. The last thing I want to do this morning is something very special for us. We're gifted with people who, when others are in need, they're always some of the first ones to come to the forefront. And this Thursday, Tom is going to Mercy Hospital in Portland for back surgery. Is that right? Amen. Gerald, would you grab an offering plate and bring that up here? We want to bless Tom and Donna and let them know as they're going that the love of Caribou Assembly of God and the appreciation that we have for them. Tom is always on the forefront when there's needs amongst men's group or people in the addiction community. He's always communicating that. Or calling me, say, Pastor, could we do this or could we do something? And I want you to reach deep down into your pockets today and be a blessing to Tom and Donna as they are facing challenges. Donna had surgery this winter. Tom is having surgery now. And we're just trusting God will use this to get him on the mend so that he can keep doing everything he's supposed to be doing. And I'm going to ask my wife to pray a blessing over the Hales. Amen.